This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanesan with Noel Lim and Kusa Chuang in the studio this morning. In about 15 minutes, we've got the KLCI opening as well as market insights with Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist at COFAS. But in the meantime, we're talking about migrants working, migrant workers housing in Malaysia. The living conditions have been a matter of great concern, but this has been heightened in recent months after a cluster of COVID-19 cases in workers' dormitories emerged in Singapore, sparking concerns of a similar outbreak here in Malaysia.
Earlier this week, the Human Resources Ministry had announced that it will postpone the implementation of the amended Workers' Minimum Standards and Housing and Amenities Act 1990. I think the reason for this amendment, which was passed by under the Pakatan Harapan government, was really to improve the living standards of migrant workers. But now, due to the COVID-19, the Human Resource Ministry feels that employers need more time. And I think the pushback has been from 3 months to September 1st.
Yes, the bill would expand the minimum standard for housing and provisions of basic facilities for workers in all sectors to be more in line with International Labour Organization's requirements. And we have reached out to the Minister, Dato' Sri M. Saravanan, for his comments. And hopefully we'll hear from the Ministry soon on that front. For more on this, though, we get some insight from Jay Solomon, Secretary General of the Malaysian Trade Union Congress, otherwise known as MTUC. Now, the bill was passed in the Dewan Rakyat last year, Solomon. Do you have a sense of what's causing this delay?
Okay, the 3 months grace period is not acceptable, particularly in our current situation with new clusters found among some migrant workers' dormitories. For the government to change its stand via two ministers within 24 hours says a lot about what could have happened. Maybe since the present government was formed from personal cooperation among political party leaders and not common policy framework, they have yet to fully grasp the severity of the migrant workers' problem amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. And it appears that it does not want to rock the boat, which includes going after errant employers. This is tantamount to a flip-flop, and it must have obviously been the employers using the COVID-19 situation. Some of them may be citing lower revenue or in some cases no income, even though they should have housed the workers in decent homes from the very beginning. Therefore, MTUC would urge the government to ensure the minimum housing standards for migrant workers are met as soon as possible for the best interests of everyone in Malaysia.
Were there even any prescribed living standards to begin with?
There are requirements by certain agencies that they must be given a proper place to stay. For instance, I think even the local council, Majlis Tempatan, you know, must ensure that they have decent home. And of course, even immigration, you know, they also have powers to remind the employers, you know, that they should be given proper housing. And also, the Bomba also is empowered to ensure that, you know, the number of workers staying in a place and etc. I think there are proper guidelines for that. And the labor inspectorate are also supposed to ensure that the migrant workers are housed in a decent living condition. So these are basic requirements.
And are these standards just not enforced then?
Yes, of course, that is weak, because otherwise we would not see migrant workers being cramped up in a small room or small house and also in the construction site. So that is weak in the labour enforcement. That is why this Minimum Standards and Housing and Amenities Act, you know, we thought it is timely and it should actually resolve most of this problem. But unfortunately, we are surprised that the Minister of Human Resources is actually deferring it for another 3 months.
And now, in your Malaysia Kini op-ed, you said the delay shows how employers' lobby has a chokehold on the government. What do you think needs to be done to limit this?
You see, since Tun Dr. Mahathir's premiership some decades ago, he pushed for a stronger capitalization when he started on a massive industrialization process, which, of course, needed much foreign investment in the manufacturing sector. So at that point of time, the government changed its policies to encourage more firms and businesses to be set up here in the name of providing more employment to our developed country then. In the process, unions and the labor movement were drastically weakened and the government became much more pro-industry. This started the trend for companies to continue investing in politics, becoming more aggressive and started looking to government as potential source of profits and assistance. And companies began to cite their huge contributions to the GDP. This has to change by first respecting human rights. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal is a good benchmark to start with. In fact, we have some very good labor laws in place, but implementation, monitoring, inspection, and tripartite social dialogue must be the way forward. And legal action must be taken against errant employers who break the rules. They must be named and shamed for doing this.
We know the current government has no particular manifesto, and I suppose, you know, given the COVID-19 situation, it's hard to come up with one. Are you concerned that this current government doesn't have any official position on workers' rights, or this could be a start of rollbacks on some progressive policies that were put in place under Pakatan Harapan?
We are not being judgmental on the present government. We don't need superficial policies that never see the daylight by benefiting the people. At the end of the day, people will make all the difference in how any government works. So if the people bow down and allow to be ruled unjustly, that is what will definitely happen. It is wrong for the government not to be debating workers' issue at such an important time for the workforce, as COVID-19 can destroy the workforce to a point of no return if the government continues to implement policies according to what it thinks is right. Parliament should have had its sitting for this particular reason as the people's representative. There are chances for change and for the present government to truly work in the best interest of the workers. Therefore, we will urge the Minister of Human Resources to call for an emergency National Labour Advisory Council, that's NLAC, meeting before making this deplorable decision. This tripartite council is represented by all stakeholders. MTUC is there, MEF is there, and the government is there. And it would have been the best forum to thrash it out.
And that was Jay Solomon of the Malaysian Trade Union Congress, or more commonly known as the MTUC. And really, some of the minimum standards that the employers would be required to comply with if that had gone through. Simple things like ensuring electrical wiring systems comply with safety requirements, providing separate accommodation for different gender-based workers, fire safety measures that are taken, and providing medical aid to employees.
I would think that this is quite basic, right? We're not even asking, like, you know, they cannot have double bunk beds or something. You know, this is, it's just very simple and basic and humane conditions.
Yeah, of course, this is because the employers, the big bosses, the corporations, they don't want to incur costs, right? This will take money to refurb the living quarters. And that's something that they're loath to do at a time, especially when their business is doing so badly. So I'm not surprised at all that they've just pressured the powers that be to just delay this bill, even though it's, what, nearly a year later since it was passed in Parliament?
Yeah, so we'll have to see how this plays out because I think as we asked Solomon earlier, this was all part of the Pakatan Harapan agenda. We don't know what the current government's agenda is. It could be, maybe they have their priorities elsewhere. But, you know, one of the things that I did think about when we talked about just the exposed wiring or just proper wiring is, you know, you see workers sometimes living in the construction yards themselves, right? When they're building a building. So I wonder if how this applies there.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, just by the roadwork, sometimes you see just like a little shelter in a top house, and then at night you see like little smoke, like little bonfires. They're cooking inside there. It's really sad.
And on that note, we are going into a few messages right now, and we come back to KLCI opening as well as market insights with Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist at CoFAR. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.